This is Which Way to Paradise from Interlochen Public Radio.
I like Michigan, but I want to be a fudgy in Michigan. I want to only come here when it's beautiful and perfect.
A new series about struggle and promise up north.
All I do is work, fishing, work, fishing. Just work, fishing, friends, fishing, fishing. Is that clear for fishing?
Good morning, I'm David Castleman. Not many people move to northern Michigan so they can work more. But our next story is about a man who did. Adolfo Mendez works all the time and has started multiple businesses in Traverse City. Success has come at a price, though. He says he's given up a lot of things his friends and family cherish. Antonia Cirejido from Latino USA has our story.
6 years ago, Adolfo Mendez was working as a janitor here in Traverse City. He was a dedicated worker who got along with his coworkers. But one day, they confronted him about something.
They told me, you have one problem. And I think, like, no, I not see it, but nothing. Yeah, you are a workaholic.
A workaholic.
Yes. And when the first time I listened to that word, I said, like, no idea, what is that? So I'm scary. I go to my house and I say, like, okay, workaholic, what is that? That's cancer, that's some problem. Or I check and go to my computer and what that. That one is the people, they thinking only war.
At first, Adolfo thought his coworkers were crazy.
And later, I thinking like, yeah.
Now, Adolfo's working as hard as ever. He and his wife, Sandra, own 3 stores, including a grocery. He opened it because when he moved to Traverse City from Veracruz, Mexico, he immediately saw a problem.
Normally, when I'm looking for my produce to celebrate a special party, example, I want to make a mole, that's traditional in Mexico, we don't find the ingredients here in this area.
When you walk into TC Latino Grocery, you hear loud ranchera music. The grocery doesn't just serve the immigrant community. Diane O'Hara is one of the first customers to the store early on a Tuesday morning. She's looking for a brand of juice found in Mexico called Jumex. She's surprised to find so many flavors.
All kinds. Ooh, I'll have to take a bunch more with me home.
TC Latino Grocery sells more than packaged foods. They have piñatas, phone cards, and even a butcher section. Adolfo is a busy man. He has to move his phone out of his store office where I'm interviewing him because it won't stop ringing. In many ways, Adolfo is the embodiment of the immigrant success story, a hard worker who went from sweeping floors to owning a grocery store and 2 restaurants. But he's lost some friends.
Not lost because they are angry with me and they not told to me, but I lost because many times they call me and say, hey, come in here, we had a party, blah, 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 that's my birthday. Sorry, thank you, happy birthday, and I can go over there. And some people now, they had a party and they not call me.
Adolfo's even had to give up soccer.
In Mexico, I play for many teams. I love to do exercise. But now, okay, you go to do something in the park, like bike or something, or swimming, or you attend your customers. So I'm here, and I'm happy because I'm not too fat. I eat a lot of tacos, tamales, everything.
Eating's what got him into business in the first place. At age 5, he found out that for cleaning a relative's car, he could get a couple pesos. And with those pesos, he could buy candy. As he grew older, Adolfo had no plans to move to the U.S. He had a good managerial job in Veracruz. But he had a friend with a house in Michigan who kept insisting that Adolfo visit him.
When he told me about Michigan, I started to check in the computer. Okay, Michigan, where they are, Michigan. And it looks beautiful and everything. I said, maybe I'm planning to take my vacation and go to Michigan.
Adolfo did go on vacation to Traverse City, and one night he went to a casino.
In the casino, nobody speaks Spanish. And I find in the restaurant, now my wife, Sandra Rios, and I take the number, she take my number, and blah, blah, blah.
How did you know that she was the one?
Well, that one, it is a good question, but you never know. She's a very, very... She's a hard worker.
Hanging in the back of Adolfo's office are 2 framed photos of a middle school-aged boy.
Who, is that your son?
No, that's my nephew. That's my brother's son.
So you don't have any kids?
No, we don't have.
Does your mom ever get mad at you and go, where are the grandkids? Quiero nietos. ¿No te dice eso?
Yes. My mom, she asking to me what happened. I said, why you need more? I want to see one for you. Okay, I'll buy soon one and play with that.
So, since moving to the U.S., Adolfo has given up friends, soccer, and has no plans to have kids. But he says he's happy.
I had 2 taquerias, and I had 1 store with a meat market, and I don't know next year. Maybe you come in next year, I don't know what you see. Hopefully, in the future, you see that one is expanded, it's more big.
Adolfo Mendez says he's okay with being a workaholic.
And the most important is how you feel. If you feel happy with that, that's okay. That's your life.
For Interlaken Public Radio, I'm Antonia Cerejido.
Antonia is a producer for Latino USA in New York. She was at Interlaken for our Transom radio workshop this summer. Since she visited Adolfo, he has sold one of his restaurants. For more stories from our series, Which Way to Paradise, go online to iprnews.org.